Spiritual rebirth is not religious self-improvement. That distinction matters. Many people come to spiritual growth hoping to become better versions of themselves. They want better habits, better relationships, better discipline, better emotions, and better decisions. Those are good desires. But the gospel goes deeper. The Bible does not say that humanity merely needs coaching, motivation, or moral polishing. Scripture teaches that sin has affected the whole person. Our spiritual nature and physical life remain connected, but the whole embodied soul has become misaligned from God. That means our problem is not only that we do wrong things. Our problem is that apart from God's grace, we are spiritually dead, curved inward, and unable to restore ourselves by our own power. Ephesians 2 says that God, being rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. That is rebirth language. God brings life where there was death. Religious self-improvement often says, I will fix myself so God will accept me. Spiritual rebirth says, God has come to me in Christ while I could not save myself. Religious self-improvement often compares. It says, at least I am better than that person. It measures spiritual life by reputation, attendance, outward morality, or visible usefulness. Spiritual rebirth humbles us. It says, I need mercy. I need a new heart. I need the Spirit of God to make me alive. This does not make obedience unimportant. It makes obedience possible in the right way. A person who is reborn begins to obey not to earn God's love, but because God's love has already reached them in Christ. Repentance becomes a return to the Father, not a performance for approval. Baptism becomes a sign of belonging to Christ, not a trophy of self-achievement. Faith becomes trust in Jesus, not trust in our own religious image. From the organic human perspective, this renewal touches the whole person. Our bodies, habits, words, sexuality, work, relationships, emotions, money, time, and calling are all brought under the renewing grace of God. Spiritual growth is not pretending we are already mature. It is learning to walk as people who have been made alive. So do not reduce new birth to being nice, religious, respectable, or busy in ministry. Jesus did not come merely to improve your image. He came to make you new.